Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Another supper from a sack.
No.
A 99-cent heart attack.
No.
I got a pounding head
and an
aching back.
No.
And a camel spirit and a big straw stack.
No.
But I want to live
this
where green
where
grass grows. Watch my corn
this
pop
is where I draw
up
the line.
Rose. Every night be tucked in close to you.
Come on, man. Tuck McGraw.
No.
Come on, man. Don't disrespect Tim McGraw.
This is.
Oh, that's Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man. It's old Tim McGraw.
Okay.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is where, when you do 330 country and do it that way, that's where I...
That's the real country music, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Oh, okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Brad Pitt a great actor? 65.9% say yes.
Oh,
there
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, come on, man. Seven.
There. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Legends of the Fall.
Not a big Legends of the Fall guy.
Moneyball.
Moneyball.
Great
yeah.
flick.
Inglorious Bastards.
Great flick
did
as
not,
well.
I did not see that.
Oh, you'd like Inglorious Bastards.
I remember it. I didn't watch it.
Good flick.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
What else he had? What else does he have?
He's
had a couple other ones. Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Well, World War Z was not a tremendous movie, but I really enjoyed it. Zombie movie,
World War Z. Yeah, I remember that. I thought that was Tom Cruise.
No, that is
another movie.
That is Brad Pitt.
Okay.
That's Brad Pitt.
World War Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like Brad Pitt as an actor.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Well, we got some annoying Phillies news in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Has Jackie Baseball.
Yeah, so once again, Ike's little city. Back at it again. Now, this is Schwarber in technically Middletown, Ohio.
Right outside the city.
Which, what, 40? Is it 40 minutes?
Yeah.
So basically, he's a Westchester guy, just like me.
Well, yeah. He could be a South Jersey guy like me and I. We're 37. Now.
If you're not a part of this state,
okay.
I'm just South Jersey. Take it down.
We're
just
relax.
We're having a little fun.
Yeah,
we're having a little fun. So Kyle Schwarber was back at his hometown yesterday, honored by his high school. Still waiting for that from another Cincinnati high school about a Cincinnati legend, but
yep.
We'll address that at a later date. And
I didn't hit 56 home runs.
No, but you were a Pro Bowler. People forget that.
Yep.
So he talked about Cincinnati, and here's what he had to say.
You know, I grew up going to games there. I grew up sitting in the bleachers and watching a lot of games, and I think the kid would be excited, right? Of you have your hometown team that's calling. So, but also being in the profession and knowing a little bit more of the ins and outs, right? Be an open ear, right? You always have to listen and keep different options open and to see what happens.
I have one message for Kyle Schwarber, Ike.
Hmm.
You know what that message is? Here it is. Get out of here. Beat it. I've had enough. You and your 5-year and 6-year demand. Get out of here. Give me a guy who can play in the field. Go get your money in Cincinnati. Have fun.
We'll take him.
Have fun spending the rest of your career in relative obscurity. No offense.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, they on the up. They on the uptick. You got Tito down there, man, managing the squad.
Oh, they let Ellie play through a torn quad this year. That's
Ellie
a good idea.
Cruz, man.
Yeah.
Very good player. Yeah.
And made the postseason this year.
Yeah.
No, they're up and coming. They actually could use Schwarber.
Oh, they definitely could
use him. He gets the 500 home runs in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Hometown kid.
Listen,
if the Phillies don't want him and they want to rebuild and do their thing,
you know they want him. You know they want him. This just means the unfortunate thing about this, because Kyle Schwarber's got to go play it in the public, is that I am upping, as I said, my prediction for the Phillies. They are now going to give him 6 years, $210 million.
Wow.
It's not going to get to 200.
It is.
If it gets 200...
What? Scoop. What are you, going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You're going to go do...
You've already said you're playing both sides of the fence, so you can see it either way.
You're going to go Scoop do a celebration, the high hopes
pod. I'm going to give a golf clap.
No, no. You and Seltzer. Seltzer's going to be, I'm so excited. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? And you're going to be like, you know, you're going to be the thirst.
That's what you got to do. Burn the boats.
We're back.
Mount Rushmore. We're back. You know,
we're the World Series.
We're the second best team in baseball last year.
Hold on. Make a lot of sense. Do the deal. Do the deal. So I can play both sides of the Phillies, but with you, the Sixers, it's no big deal.
This is what you don't want Eagles fans doing to you.
What?
What you're trying to do to him.
What you're trying to do to me.
First off, you brought up someone in the pre-show meeting who doesn't need to be brought up. You know I get immediately tight. And then you start turning this back around on me.
Who did I bring up in the pre-show meeting?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, you brought up Ben.
Yes.
You brought up someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a threat.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't need to be threatened.
Yeah.
Well, threatened.
Go get us Diana Rossini on the show so I don't have to threaten you. Yeah, dude, like, I don't know, man. I'm not getting some giant bidding war over Kyle Schwarber.
Well, I mean, listen, I can understand that. But then take that money and go get us some good players.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
go take
that money and get us some good players. I'm fine with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially if he signs in Cincinnati.
Yeah, then you win-win.
I win both ways, yes.
Win-win. What else, Jack?
Oh, so real quick. So the MLB announced their new TV deals.
Yep.
So
that new money?
So Sunday Night Baseball is going to be on NBC. Which is interesting.
Cool. Damn, NBC is getting everything.
They are.
Huh?
They are. I don't ever remember baseball on NBC, but
baseball on NBC.
But the 93 World Series is on NBC.
Oh, we were growing up, it was on NBC,
yes.
Right? Yeah, that's what it was. That's what this is baseball.
Yeah,
NBC.
So Sunday Night Baseball and the first round of the playoffs will be on NBC, which is interesting. Opening day, the Field of Dreams game, which the Phillies are in against the Twins, which is played out in Iowa, and the Home Run Derby are all going to be on Netflix. Which is, again, Netflix starting to, you know, expand their footprint a little bit.
That's three different things or two?
Well, so opening day, Field of Dreams, and the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
Yeah, so all going to be on Netflix.
Of course, you can hear those games on WIP, whether you have Netflix or not.
Nailed it. Thank you. And then ESPN's taking over MLB TV, ESPN, and out-of-market select in-market games. But what I find interesting, and maybe I'm this is more hopeful thinking than anything, but they signed this deal only through 2028. Would those networks sign up if they felt like a work stop, which was going to happen in 2027?
They don't pay if there's a work stop.
So is that what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was getting excited.
Yeah. If there's no games, they don't pay for them. Yeah. They don't care.
All right. Well, that's a little.
And it's their way to get out of it sooner or to do. Maybe that's baseball that wants to do a new deal in 3 years.
I'm sure.
It is pretty short term.
Yeah. I would love to go to the Field of Dreams game.
I know.
Dude, it's so cool out there.
Iowa?
Yeah. Well, it's so cool,
unless
though.
Unless Cooper DeJean is going with us.
Yeah. Well, this probably ends up a different trip if Cooper DeJean's
well,
going.
Well, that's the whole point.
Well.
Well, I don't mean that. I'm
You sure, buddy?
Well,
yeah, sure.
He's like 30 years younger than I am. So, I don't. I'm just saying, what are we doing in Iowa? Des Moines, Iowa? Where are we going?
Well, I just know visually.
It's in Dyersville, Iowa.
Visually, it's so cool. I mean, it is so cool to look at.
From TV?
Yeah.
But there's not that many seats, too. It's a really intimate feel.
Fly to some remote city and drive 2 hours there, 3 hours there.
Yeah,
all to sit in a damn cornfield.
Look, this is one of those things where it sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
And then if we had to go, I would be bitching about it.
You know I would be.
Yes. Yeah.
And I started bitching when the idea came about us going to Green Bay.
Right. You start bitching about immediately.
Yes, immediately.
And the next day, you're like, oh, fine, I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go.
215-592-9494.
Make it a road trip.
Yeah. You want to drive out there?
How far would that be?
That's pretty far.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
There's no way we can survive.
No,
that's
got to be 2,000 miles.
That'd be good content.
It would be great content.
It is... It's taking a long time to load, which is a bad sign. 14 and a half hours, or 15 hours.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's not too bad.
That's really not that bad.
Atlanta's like 13.
Yeah, I did Chicago in one shot. That was about 11, 12, something like that. Yeah. Huh. All right. 215-592-9494. You know, driving out to Iowa, difficult. Getting your windows replaced by Gaida, easy and great right now. And it's a great time to think about it as we're heading into the winter. With the, you know, getting cold outside, you don't want it to be cold inside. You got to replace those windows, replace those doors. Buy one, get one half off sale going on right now at Gaida. For every single door and window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Mix and match. Everybody's needs are different. Everybody has, some people might need more windows. Some people might need more doors. So it can go door to door. It can go door to window. You need to replace everything in your home. Half of it's going to be a 50% off. That's a great deal. The more you need, the more you're going to save. Start your project with no money down. Are you kidding me? 18 months of interest-free financing on top of it. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. So do yourself a favor. Call Gaida at 877-GO-GAIDA. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yo, what up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Listen, hey, Jack, you can stop with that fake news, man. Stop with the Kyle Schwarber fake news, okay? Those guys, you know what they do? They run up the numbers so the Phillies could be stupid enough to pay him. John Middleton is not paying him a dime, okay? He hits more meaningless home runs I've seen in my life, okay? And we're not giving out sympathy money, all right? If you want to get sympathy money, go back to your hometown where you belong, and we're going to give one of, you know, a couple Dominican, Cuban guys, a Japanese pitcher, somebody that we can sit up there and go against the Dodgers. Build a team the right way. Stop, you don't get this guy money because he's been here. He hasn't done nothing in the playoffs. And I tell you, if John Middleton, you want to keep giving your money away, I tell you what you do, right? Go get your driver, get in your car, your limousine, come down to Mount Airy, rip a check out, write a couple zeros on there and a one before it. Give it to me. I go to the nearest PNC Bank and cash it for you if you want to keep flushing your money down the toilet. Don't give Kyle Schwarber a dime, okay? And that's it. Let him go.
Wow. Don't give him a dime.
Well, not nothing.
Yeah, I don't want to give him 6 years, but they're going to give it to him, Chuck. You wait.
They're not going to give him any. I guarantee you that. They're not that stupid. They're not going to give him anything. I tell you, he's gone. You know what I mean? They can't win with him. But I didn't call to talk about Kyle Schwarber, but he's done, man. You know what I mean? You got to go in a different direction. Or the Dodgers are going to win championships every year because they got nobody that's challenging them. If you want a challenge for the championship, Don Middleton, don't sign Cal Schwarber. He's a DH anyway. Yeah, he can't give you defense. Give one of these guys, young guys here that can play defense and that's hungry. Cal Schwarber, bye-bye. He can go somewhere else. Now, listen, let me say this, right, about the Eagles. And now, here's the thing, right? You guys, you're not going to want to hear this, but a business is a business. And the Eagles are making business moves right now. You know, they leaking things because I believe that when they look at the Patriots, and when they look at the way the Denver Broncos win, and when they look at the way the Colts win, you know, I think the league is going into a different direction. You don't got to pay your quarterback $50, $60 million no more. You know what I mean? I think that they didn't get rid of their backup, which is Tanner McKee, because they know how good Tanner McKee really is, and they got a plan for the future. They're leaking these things because it's going to be an excuse to let Jalen walk. And if they win the championship this year, the unorthodox thing to do is let your quarterback walk so you can sign all your other good players and then have another quarterback on a cheaper contract. I believe that's so, and I believe that the writing is on the wall for Jalen, because when Howie Roseman looked at this team and Howie Roseman's job as a GM is to put the best talent on the field and keep the best talent here. And I think that when he looks at this team, are they winning because this quarterback, or are they winning because the team that I build around this quarterback? I think it's the latter. And I think that he's going to go ahead and move forward eventually without Jalen, cut bait with him, because you got some guys coming up like Jalen Carter. You know, you got Quinyon Mitchell. That's a prime position, right, that cornerback position. You got Coop, you got Ahsaan. You know, you got Lakobe Dean. You got guys, man. Jalen Phillips just came. He's an edge rusher. You got to make this money somehow. You know, makes sense. And I tell you.
Listen, I'm not saying you're not wrong. I think that's sort of short-sighted. Not from you. I'm saying that that's what the Eagles are thinking about doing, because you're not going to continue to pay two wide receivers the type of money they're paying two wide receivers. Saquon Barkley isn't going to be Saquon Barkley for the next 3 years. So to decide to go with Tanner McKee just because he's cheaper, man, Tanner McKee's going to need a lot of talent around him. Yeah, he's going to need talent around him to win.
Yeah, he is. But what I'm saying is this, right? I just think the days of paying your quarterback all that money all I'm saying is that they're going to have to make room. You know,
Chuck, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying the days of paying your quarterback thing. How much sense does it make to have nearly $60 million tied up in wide receivers, throw an extra 10 for the tight end, $70 million, then throw 20 for the running back? That's $90 million. Not to mention four out of the five linemen make $20 million a year almost. How much sense does it make to spend all that money for that?
Jalen ain't going to be the only thing that they're moving on from.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, Chuck, is Tanner McKee good enough to overcome losing all that caliber of talent?
What I'm saying is this, you know, they got a plethora of draft picks. Okay? Mm. You know, they got a plethora of draft picks, and they can still build a team around a quarterback that's cheaper and won't allocate a lot of money until later on down the road. They can use those draft picks to either draft another quarterback to go behind Tanner, or they can use it to build the team, the offense around Tanner, who they think might be better in this offense than what Jalen is. All I'm saying is that, you know, they got some guys that's coming up they're going to have to make money for, well, make room for. And I think Howie Roseman, like I said, he could be looking at this team like he built this team. You know, so it could be like, you know, are we winning because this quarterback, or are we winning because this team is that good? And I can plug pretty much not any quarterback, but pretty much a quarterback like Tanner McKee. They see this guy every day at practice. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think that they think that Jalen Hurts is a bad quarterback. I just don't think they think he's that good to where as though we can't replace him and sign our other guys that we brought up through the system here and we don't want to let go. Because it's going to be hard decisions that have to be made, and A.J. Brown is just not the only one. You know what I'm saying? Eventually Saquon, you know, all those other guys.
Dallas Goddard may be gone after this year.
Goddard might be gone, but Jalen takes a lot of money off. You know, that $50 million a year. That's a big number, Ike. And like I said, you know, if you can get a quarterback like a Drake May or Daniel Jones or somebody else that's you know, you can actually still build around and win with, then that might be the route that this new NFL was taking. You know what I mean? And, you know, you pay your quarterback later opposed to upfront all that money. Listen, this guy, he's no Patrick Mahomes, man, Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no Tom Brady. Now stop pretending.
But hold on, though. You know, Chuck, hold up. You say that like there are so many other quarterbacks that are Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. So who are the other guys that are Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady?
It's not.
Okay, then. So why would the Eagles be justified in getting rid of him because he's not Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady? Like, that's the standard he should be living up to.
Those other teams ain't paying those guys.
Yeah, they are. $1 million. What do you think Dak getting paid? Dak get paid 60.
And they go home every year.
Yeah, but they still pay him.
The guy that's getting paid right now on $25 million and on rookie deals, they lead in their divisions.
And you know how bad their teams had to be? Do you know how bad their teams had to be to get those quarterbacks?
Well, what I'm saying is the Eagles got a plethora of picks to actually make the moves the way. Yeah, they do.
They just traded 8 picks to get average players this year. They're giving up picks.
Back in, Ike. They not up. They didn't pay. They didn't trade their premium picks for to get Jaden Phillips, man.
Not to mention Where's the quarterbacks at that are so great that's coming out that's going to lead us?
Well, we might have one sitting on the bench already. You know what I mean? Waiting for his turn. What I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
When you look at Jalen Hurts, he's not worth $50 million. And these things are being leaked for a reason. Like, it ain't because they don't like the guy. They're building the tracks right now.
So they're sabotaging. They're sabotaging. Think about what you're saying. You're saying they're sabotaging their chance to win right now because they're worried about the future.
No, they're going to win right now. They're going to win right now. Listen.
So they're going to win a Super Bowl right now and still get rid of him.
Yeah, they're just like they got rid of a quarterback when they took the highest cap hit.
He didn't win a Super Bowl. So you're telling me Jalen Hurts is going to win two Super Bowls, take you to three of them, and you're going to get rid of him for Tanner McKee?
Eventually, you got to get rid of him anyway. I'm not putting nothing past
you. You're right, because after Tom Brady won three Super Bowls, they needed to get rid of him.
I'm not putting nothing past the Eagles, man.
You're not making sense, Chuck.
I'm making.
Nah, you're not. You can't tell me they're trying to win right now and sabotage the quarterback by putting out bad information on him.
Probably see a way out. You got to see. They got a foresight. You know what I'm saying? I see Howie Roseman's job is to look ahead and see a way out. I'm not saying Jalen's a bad guy or bad quarterback.
I didn't say you're saying that. What I'm saying is I'm pushing back against the idea that they are behind this and they're planning an exit strategy from Jalen. But then I say, well, they're sacrificing winning. They're 8-2 with the number one seed in the NFC. And then you tell me they're going to win anyway this year. He's going to be the quarterback that wins it. He wins two Super Bowls. Don't let him be Super Bowl MVP again. He's going to win two Super Bowls, take him to three. And they're planning to get rid of him because hold on, not to mention because they're winning in spite of him.
No, because his offense have looked putrid for the past 3 years, and they've known that, and they made a mistake, but they signed him very quickly. It was up against it, so they.
How the hell you make a mistake and they won the Super Bowl?
The offense have looked terrible in the regular season.
They won the Super Bowl, Chuck. They won the Super Bowl. And see, if you weren't so busy being negative about it last year, you would have had a chance to enjoy it. Now, those were your own words. So maybe you don't appreciate the Super Bowl like all the other Eagles fans do.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Don't sound like it.
I just know that it's other assets that went into that. A number one defense, a number one running back, you know what I'm saying? A number one offensive line. You know what I mean? There's other things that went into that. And then when you got to the Super Bowl, that team was game planning to stop your number one attack, which was Saquon. So my thing is this, you know what I'm saying? How much really is it Jalen or is it this team?
Why does it have to be all Jalen?
I'm not saying it all has to be him. What I'm saying is you don't have to pay $50 million for your quarterback when you got a team that's built around him like this and you want to keep them together. That's what I'm saying. It's the money is too high for him to be your quarterback. He's not a bad quarterback. But the money is too high. When you got cheaper options like a Drake May out there, like a Daniel Jones out there, you know, like other guys out here that's leading their team to victories, and you could possibly win with them and have a great defense that's around them still. These guys coming up for contracts, man, they're going to get paid a lot of money on the defensive end. You don't want to let those guys go, especially the guys you drafted.
All right, Chuck, we got to go. Chuck's theory is that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year and then get rid of Jalen Hurts, which would... Boy, you'd have to kick me out of WIP that day. What a crazy day that would be. Holy moly. Maybe we'll run that by Mayock next.
I lost brain cells. All right.
We got Mayock. Mike Mayock joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.